Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Terrence Howard. My mother was the cornerstone of our family. She shaped me as an actor, a musician, as a human being. So when she was diagnosed with colon cancer, it was like our whole family got cancer. And she died when she was only 56, so this is personal. Now hopefully my heartbreak is your wake-up call. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but you can prevent this disease. Screening finds precancerous polyps so that they can be removed before they turn into cancer. I've been screened. If you think that you're at an increased risk like I am, ask your doctor when to start screening. And if you're 50 or older, get screened. I don't have my mother anymore. So please, do everything that you can to stay around for yourself and for your family. Screening saves lives.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the second half of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. Wow, 630,000 downloads of the podcast. Thank you, and thank you for your support. I hope you've learned something, enjoy them, and share them with friends and family. Well, today I am speaking with, well, hope to be speaking, I believe he's on the line, Barry Floyd from BET's The Game. Is this Mr. Barry Floyd?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
How you doing, sir?
I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah?
Enjoying a
so
nice
you're
Saturday
completely
morning.
In the house. Nice Saturday morning, yeah?
Yeah. Got to get up
so
and watch
from
my cartoons
Philly.
Anyway.
Your
yes,
cartoons? No way.
Yeah.
Are you a cartoon? Oh, my God. Did you go to Comic-Con or something?
No, but I grew up watching watching cartoons after school Saturday morning, probably like everybody else, but there's a few of them I haven't let go of. I still like my superhero cartoons.
So what do you watch? Which cartoons?
They got one called Young Justice. It's about the Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the one I'm into the most right now. I catch it whenever I can. I'm not able to catch them on a regular basis. And I like all the Sunday cartoons, Simpsons, Family Guy, Bob's Burgers.
This is hilarious. Well, let me tell the audience that you play TT on BET's The Game, and you're the sidekick to Malik Wright, who's the quarterback star on The Game. And the show has record ratings of 7.7 million viewers. It's absolutely amazing, and they keep bringing it back. It's starting up again March 26th, correct?
Yes. March 26th.
Yes. And now one of the things that I found out is that you actually were planning on being a writer. That whole acting thing just kind of happened. Talk to the audience about that.
Yes. Like you said, I moved to L.A. from Philly to be a writer, a screenwriter. And to get my foot in the door, I took a job as a production assistant on the set of Girlfriends. That
mm-hmm.
I don't know if people remember Girlfriends, but the person.
What?
Who
what do you mean people remember Girlfriends? Excuse me. What? That was like black women, all black women, all black female show. Most definitely.
Okay. Well, I'm just making sure. I didn't want to assume.
Yeah.
But Girlfriends and The Game have the same creator, Mara Brockett-Kill. And one day on set, I had to stand in for another actor who wasn't there to do a rehearsal. And after the rehearsal was done, the casting director came up to me and asked me if I would be interested in reading for this part on The Game because
mm-hmm.
they thought I was funny in rehearsal. So
okay.
I went in and auditioned. I didn't really think I would get the part because I'd never acted before, but I took it seriously, and I just went in and auditioned, and they liked it, and now I'm teaching.
Wow. So what were you nervous? I mean, you're going to this show that's already been out and, you know, they're established. How were you received or what was the experience like the first time you went on set?
It was really cool because back then we used to shoot in front of a studio audience. So we go out and we do our episode in front of people. And it was a little nervous because there's all these people there watching. But at the same time, it's very rewarding because you get instant feedback. So you find out if you're funny or not right there.
Right there, right.
Yeah, so I got a lot of great feedback from the audience. So I had a lot of fun.
So now you're like an old pro at it. I mean, do you feel relaxed or are you still nervous going on set?
Going on set, definitely not nervous. When I first started, I used to feel like I had a lot to prove because of the way I got in. I've been telling people, you know, I felt like somebody who kind of snuck into the club, you know, through in the back door. And I was always looking over my shoulder expecting a bouncer to come and grab me and kick me out.
Yeah.
But now, you know, we're going into season six. Like you said, I'm kind of a veteran at this now, and I feel like, you know, I'm supposed to be there, you know, and I don't feel nervous anymore, and I feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
I saw a video online. It was like a little docu about you, and in the beginning, I think it was like 2009 or 2008, and they are so crazy, Pooch Hall, and then they were just tripping. He was rapping, and then like they were scamming, playing with you. What's some of the craziest things that happened backstage with the actors and actresses?
Pooch is
that you can tell us. Don't embarrass anybody too much.
No, I won't embarrass anybody. But Pooch is probably the craziest thing that used to happen, because what you saw on the documentary when he used to always run around clowning everybody, playing around, he brought a lot of fun and energy to the set every day. And yeah, he was just a lot of fun to have around. And let me answer this question now because I know what's coming. Pooch will be in the premiere episode. So you don't want to miss the premiere on March 26th.
Yeah, because I know he was, they said he was leaving, and so was the other young lady that played his girlfriend, I guess because of her show. The sister show and everything. So it'll be a transition. But you're getting a new act, Jay Ellis, he was on my show, and he's one of the newer characters that's going to be on there. Do you have any interaction with him? Or do you have any scenes with him?
Yeah, I got a couple of scenes with Jay and Lauren. I wish I would have had more with them because they were really cool to work with. But, yeah, TT is in a couple of scenes with them, so you'll get to see them interact.
So now tell me about this movie, A Beautiful Soul. That was out last year. What was that about, and who? I see that Larry Lennox was in it. He's an awesome actor. He was in The Matrix. And then there was a gospel singer. Talk to the audience about that.
Okay, so, yeah, I did a movie last year called A Beautiful Soul, like you said. It starred Dietrich Haddon, who is a gospel singer. This was his project, and he actually contacted me, asked me to be a part of it. And it got a limited theatrical release, but the problem was it came out the same day as The Avengers.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So we kind of got overshadowed a little bit. I don't know if you heard of The Avengers, this little movie that came out that summer.
It's
I think it made a couple
movie.
Dollars.
Yeah.
But
yeah, something. I don't know, nothing really important. So we don't have to talk about that. Let's keep on moving.
But that was a really big deal for me because it was my first movie, and it was in a theater.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a bunch of my friends together. We all went and saw it, and then we went and saw The Avengers after. And we just made a whole day out of it, and it was a lot of fun. And I got to work with Harry Lennox, like you said, who was in The Matrix. He's also going to be in the new Superman movie that's coming out, Man of Steel. And
that's
he
wonderful.
Just did a movie. Yeah. He also just did a movie with a good friend of mine named Matt Cherry, who's a director, called The Last Fall. So be on the lookout for The Last Fall, too. It's been airing on BET a lot. Yeah.
So you were working on something, the Purple Push TV. So is that still happening, or are you still trying to do? I know you did a pilot, and what's going on with that?
Well, like you said, we shot a pilot, and we've been shopping it around to different networks, trying to see if we can get it on TV. In the meantime, all of our episodes are still up on YouTube. If you just search us on YouTube, we'll come up. One of our sketches called The Astrologist Pisces just got over 1 million views a couple of months ago. So we're really excited about that, and we've been using that as a vehicle to push the pilot. And also, we've been talking about getting getting together to do some more sketches in the meantime while we're waiting for this deal to happen. So you should be looking out for more Purple stuff soon.
Well, that's wonderful. I mean, what advice would you give actors that are coming out to California? I mean, that's a big risk, you know, leave your house, your friends, your family, and then go into this dream. I mean, for you, like we said earlier, it didn't happen that way exactly, but what advice or what roadblocks could you help them avoid?
Well, I would say if you're thinking about coming out here, do it. Don't hesitate. A lot of people I talk to are, yeah, I'm going to come out, but first I'm waiting for this and that to happen. And the longer you wait, the harder it is, you know. Because the older you get, the more responsibilities you have, and then, like, the harder it probably is, you know, the harder it is to break away from those responsibilities. So, you know, I came out, I took a year after college and just worked and saved up some money, and I came right out as soon as I could before I had anything that could really tie me down at home. So, and also I would say once you're here, it's really hard. It's not easy. You know, it, coming from me, someone who caught a break, I was very lucky. And even that, I was out here 5 years before that happened.
Wow,
so,
5 years.
Yeah, it's a really, you know, it's just not easy. And then once you're in, it's still not, you know, I'm very lucky to be have been on a show for 6 years, but there's, you know, and I did a movie last year, but there's also, I went into a lot of auditions that I didn't book in between all of that. And
you're
going to
audition.
Yeah, tough thick skin. And you're going to audition way more than you're going to work. They told me that when I started taking acting classes. And it sounds a little discouraging at first, but if you're really passionate about it and you just stick with it, then eventually everybody gets a break and you're able to make a living off of it. But you have to have a lot of patience, way more than you probably think you're going to need.
Yeah, I think it's not taking things personal to some degree because, like you said, there are going to be so many auditions and, like, you know, 10 auditions and maybe one, you know, one gig or 50 auditions and one gig. And you have to realize there's so many things involved in casting. I mean, you, how you look with the other cast, age, race, all these things. Now, that's an issue that's hard for African Americans. I was watching you in a video, and you were saying how there's so few shows with, you know, that need African Americans. And so when the shows come about, like, for example, Red Tails, everybody and their mom, every black, you know, male was there fighting.
Yeah.
You know, how do you deal with that kind of, is anybody backstabbing or sneaking, conniving? What's the inside scoop?
Well, I'm a person who, I just kind of focus on myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't worry about what other actors are doing. If they're, I'm not aware of anyone ever trying to sabotage me. If they are trying to do it, then, you know, I just, I guess I deal with it when I come across it. But, you know, this is just one of those things where you're going to see other people around you have success. And my best advice, I guess, is just not to compare yourself to them because it's never, I don't know.
Well, nobody's the same. Nobody's the same. Everybody has different
skills. Yeah, exactly. You don't
know
how long anybody's been, you don't know how long that person who's having success now, you don't know how long they've been doing this beforehand, how many rejections they've gone through. You know, how much struggle they've gone through before they were able to reach that ultimate goal. So my best advice is if you know someone who's being successful, be happy for them. Because when you're successful, you're going to want them to be happy for you.
Yeah, I think that's excellent advice. And also, I was just on the phone with Ade Shola from Fela on Broadway, and being ready, being prepared is an important factor in the arts because somebody could call you today, tomorrow, and you need to be ready. So you need to, you know, continue to practice your chops, so to speak, and keep physically, you know, ready for whatever is there because that's what happens. Sometimes opportunity knocks and people aren't ready.
Yeah, exactly.
So what do you see yourself doing after the game? Because the game's not going to last forever and ever, you know. I mean, it could last maybe 10 years or something like that. But, you know, but seriously, like, I mean, do you want to continue with the Purple venture or do you see yourself branching out to something else?
Definitely we're going to keep going with Purple stuff. Also, I'm always auditioning, so I'm looking for the next gig. I'm always writing, trying to get my own personal stuff out there. I also have a voiceover agent I've been doing a lot of commercials lately, voiceover.
Oh, that's good.
And I'm trying to work,
that's good.
Yeah, I'm trying to work my way up to the cartoons and video games. I was telling you about the cartoons earlier.
That would be awesome with you in the cartoon, I mean, especially since that's something that you love, you know, to be behind the scenes in it. That would be great. I mean, maybe you could even write a cartoon or write an episode for something, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That would be a dream right there, is to be involved in that level. So, you know, it's constant work, even when, you know, people talk to me all the time like I'm kind of safe because I'm on a show already. But like you said, it's not going to last forever. We're lucky it's been on for as long as it has, because 6 years in this business is a blessing. Most shows are lucky to make it through their whole first season.
Like three episodes. I mean, there was some show recently. It was like I went to go watch it, and I was like, oh, what? It's been canceled? What? They only showed three episodes. Like, whoa, what happened, you know? So, yeah, 6 years is definitely amazing. But you can never rest on those laurels, like you said, is that you're, even though you have the show, you're going on auditions and things like that. Who would you love to do a scene with? What actors do you look up to, or actresses?
My favorite actor is Samuel L. Jackson.
He
always works. You see him in everything. Even if now I'll go back to stuff that I used to watch as a kid, and he'll be in it, and I wouldn't even know. Like, I didn't even realize, oh, man, Sam Jackson was in that. Like, it just seems like he's never turned down anything, and everybody wants him in all their projects, you know. So
yeah.
He's somebody I look up to a lot, and I hope my career could be like his. I just want to work.
I know. That's the key, because you got to pay your bills. You got to pay your rent. Are you seeing yourself maybe, like, teaching or helping young people in the business or doing that, or you just want to stay being a performer and writer?
I don't know. I'm always open to give advice. I don't know how good of a teacher I would be. Not that I'm against trying it, but it's something I've never tried before, never done before, so I don't know how well I would do at it.
Yeah. So do you see yourself ever coming back to Philly? Or are you just going to stay out there on the West Coast because that's easier in terms of getting gigs and stuff?
Well, yeah, this is where the work is. So as long as I'm an actor, I think I'm going to live in LA. I do miss home sometimes. I miss the seasons changing. I really didn't think I would miss that, but I do.
Wow, really? Because everybody's
yeah,
like, California
LA is the same
weather,
every day,
it's so nice and everything.
Yeah, it is nice. It's great, but it's just... It's the same thing every day. And it's hard to explain, but you just miss it. I didn't think I would, but it's crazy.
Wow. Well, we are actually having a warm day today. It's sort of like, I think it's about 50-something here, so 55 or something. But, you know, we just had a little snow flurry storm, and we've had a couple of little bursts. So I was a little jealous because I have friends in California, and they were posting these pictures of beautiful weather. And I'm like, stop that. Stop posting that. It's making me sad, you know, because I want to be there, you know. But, Barry Floyd, well, thank you so much for coming on the show today, and I wish you much success with the game and also with all your other ventures. And hopefully you will be working like Samuel Jackson, you know, and in all different things and maybe doing a cartoon.
Yes, definitely. Speak it. Speak it into existence.
I was speaking it. Speak it. That's right. We're just going to call it out right now. Barry Floyd will be in a cartoon. Barry Floyd will have a production company. Barry Floyd. What will Barry Floyd? What are we going to end with?
Exactly. I like it.
That's, all right. Well, have a great Saturday, Barry.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I'll see you.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. I just got off the phone with Barry Floyd. He plays TT on BET's The Game. The game is coming back on March 26th, so be ready, be prepared. If you can't watch it, set your DVRs and all that stuff so you can see the show. I want to thank you for listening. You can follow me on Twitter.com/JoyKeys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. I'm going to be giving away some Fela on Broadway stuff, so you want to follow or become a fan on Facebook to figure out how to win. Have a wonderful Saturday.
Hi, I'm Linda Ellerby. I was diagnosed with breast cancer 11 years ago, and I know how scary it can be. Everything your doctor says sounds like a foreign language. HER2-new, oncogene, ductal carcinoma in situ. What do these words mean? How can you decide what to do if you can't even say what you have? Go to breastcancer.org, a special place on the internet where you can learn how to say those words and find out what they mean. Breastcancer.org, the first place to go the minute you find out you have breast cancer.